For weeks now, people in Massachusetts have found themselves essentially restricted to their homes, and government leaders suggest that may continue for some time. Among those getting used to the new life at home is Cognoscenti commentator Sarah Shukla.
I'm on week 4 of social distancing, and I'm hitting a wall. My husband is an ER doctor, and a couple of weeks ago, he moved out. Now I'm housebound with our 3 young kids. My 10-year-old says she feels like an inmate. My 7-year-old wants to drop out of distance learning. And my 3-year-old is a 3-year-old. I'm alone with my kids, more worried about personal protective equipment than homeschooling. But I'm struggling, like everyone else, to find some temporary new normal. Yesterday, I tried to coax my 7-year-old through his math homework. It was a problem about marshmallow bunnies. He was supposed to draw a chart listing the things he knew on one column and the things he needed to find out in another. Later, I made my own, cataloging all the things that I've learned are possible and impossible in this last month that's felt like a year. I've learned it is impossible to go for a walk when I feel overwhelmed. I cannot bake bread or curate science experiments involving food coloring. My kids are not learning math with measuring cups. There are 0 home workouts happening, and we eat an unfathomable amount of carbs. One night, as my husband drove away, I watched a family walk down the street, and I fell apart. Then I came across a blog post about keeping a spark alive in quarantine. Are you kidding? Still, there's the other side of my chart. It's possible to send a friend an entire grocery list every week. I pay my house cleaner not to come, and she drops off toilet paper. I have a beer fairy who leaves boxes of IPA on my porch. It's possible to watch The Simpsons at dinner every night when I'm out of words. For my 10-year-old to see that parents are human. For my son to stonewall Zoom school, as long as he draws comic books. It's possible to cry at breakfast, then still have a pretty good day. My kids see me cry, then they see me laugh. I hope they learn something from both.
Sarah Shukla is a writer working on her first novel. She's also a contributor to WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page, Cognoscenti.